Hey everyone, it's Rachel Roberts.
And I'm Megan Segura.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish from Bravo HQ in 30 Rock.
We're show producers, so not only are we fans just like you, but we know what the hell we're talking about.
Because we were there sometimes.
Yeah.
Like today. Megan was at the Bev reunion.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, part one. We're going to talk about the Vanderpump Rules, part two. And then we have a little show called Real Housewives of New York.
City.
Yes. And we're going to wrap it all up with Southern Charm.
Whoop.
And we're going to hear from Ariana Maddox.
Yes.
We spoke to her a couple weeks ago, and we've been saving the interview because she gave so much good gossip about the reunion.
The entire time while I was watching this part two, I just kept thinking of things that she said.
Yeah, and we'll definitely allude to some of the deeper stuff she goes into when we get there. But for now, let's dive in.
I want to start at Jax and Brittany.
Right, because
they have our own show. Jax and Brittany take Kentucky. Kentucky.
As soon as it was announced internally that this was happening, I was just like, of course. Ugh. Because the world is amazing.
Because Bravo knows exactly what we need and want. And can I just say, we found out about this months ago that it was happening, and I have not been more excited for something since I found out that, like, Sheree was coming back to Atlanta. It's, like, that level.
And we got Jax to talk about it when he was in office.
Oh, my God. And he says some stuff about what the other servers thought about it.
Let's watch the preview. All right. We have literally just received the trailer for Jax and Brittany's new show. Now, you at home have probably seen it by now, but this is us watching it for the first time. All right. Press play.
Oh man! Oh. It is Jax and Brittany take Kentucky.
Jax and Brittany take Kentucky.
Farmer Jax.
Oh, Jax in overalls.
You should capture this moment.
Oh my gosh, they're coming for us.
Wait a minute. Oh, what is that?
Deer? Oh no! Why are they putting deer?
Do you think he's the one?
Oh yeah.
I can't imagine not being with him.
When you're getting married, son.
We're heading in the right direction.
You've been in the right direction for almost 2 years.
I want to get married. I want to get married soon.
I like that plan.
If you want to make Brittany happy, make her happy right there.
Aww.
I can see myself getting bored really easily here.
Oh my God.
White trash, be gone.
I'm her f***ing best friend, Jack.
You're an old man and you need to act your age.
You don't mind taking money from this old man.
Your arrogance is your downfall.
That guy is trying to control you.
You can't even accept my friends or my family.
Can I talk? Can I talk?
You're delusional.
I didn't want the last day to be like this.
That frosted lipstick.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, the beginning! It looks like Sir, but it's like in the country.
This makes me so nervous though, because the end, that tense fight, and she said that's the last day, and Jax made it sound like in that interview, like,
it did not go well.
Like, something happened on the last day, and he was like, that's all I'm going to say about it.
So, a lot of things. Her grandma seems awesome.
Yeah. Her friends seem like...
Yeah, I'm her best friend, yeah. Jax!
Money is still something he's using against her.
Even though she works at Sir now, making her own money.
Yep. I love seeing Jax in overalls with a piece of straw in his mouth.
And sitting there, he's wearing a cowboy hat all the time.
In sitting on the porch.
Oh. Not a lot of, like, oh moments. A lot of, like,
I know. Like, I don't. It makes me wonder if they're still together.
I know. But I think that, like, he said this on Vanderpump Rules, so take it what you will. But I think that Brittany is the closest he's ever been to wanting to marry someone.
Oh, for sure. But does that mean it will happen?
I don't know. But we have to talk about that frosted lipstick.
But you know,
I mean, it was cool when I was in high school, middle school. There was that time in like the early 2000s,
well,
when,
like,
there was,
yeah,
like,
you had like
sparkles everywhere, frost. And I had this like violet purple frosted lipstick, and it was like made my lips silver, and I loved it.
Oh,
so I get
God.
It
on your pale skin, I can't imagine.
So just imagine me more pale. But yeah, I'm just glad someone else is still rocking it.
I want us to play what Jax had to say about the show.
Yeah, because it was not what I was expecting.
So, are you excited?
I am excited. It was a lot of fun. It was a long 11 days. It ended not the way I wanted it to end. It ended not well. But it started off great. It did. It was interesting. It was definitely a break from LA, which I loved because I love to leave LA anytime I can because that place drives me nuts. Yeah. So it was fun to go out on the farm and try like a different lifestyle.
Yeah, really was. So you went to Kentucky.
I went to Kentucky with Brittany's family. She has a 500-acre farm. Wow. Animal, horses, pigs, roosters, chickens. She has like 100 cattle. She's got all kinds of animals. So it was basically me. Have you seen Son-in-Law, Pauly
yes.
Shore?
Yes.
It's the same thing. Or like, you know, when Paris and what's Nicole
oh,
did.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
it's you mix Simple those life. Together. Like it's that. Because me on a farm is just, it's like I'm so out of my element and doing like chores and things like that. And like, in the Bible Belt, as they call it, is a little different for me. There's going to be some really interesting things. My church, me going to church is quite interesting.
Oh.
I think I had the whole film crew like in tears.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Will we ever see you in just overalls and nothing else, a la Sex in the City?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all we wanted, Jax. That's all we wanted.
Yes. Of course. Overalls, straw hat, cowboy boots.
But this isn't your first time to Kentucky, right?
It is not my first time to Kentucky, no.
Okay.
It's like my second time? Third time, I think.
But this was the first time, like, in the farm.
I mean, like, in, like, actually getting up at the crack of dawn and, like, feeding the animals and, like, actually having to work.
Man, it really is like Son-in-Law.
Yeah,
like, working, like, yeah, and they grow tobacco on her farm. Like, there's a tobacco farm there, so... it's a lot of work, and then dealing with her friends and her family, and that side of the world is kind of like that part of the world is just wow, because she's literally in the middle of nowhere, like in the middle. She's on the Kentucky River, like 500 acres. I don't know if you know how big 500 acres is. It's quite large. So her family all lives on the property. So it's her mom's house, her sister's, her mom's sister, her grandma, then her mom's other sister, and it's all like that. And it's a huge, huge piece of property.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of crazy things. I mean, I knew going into what this was going to be like, and I'm like, okay, but there's a lot of things that happened that weren't planned, and it was like, what? And then the way it ends is like, it's bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, where do things stand now?
I'm not going to say anything else. I'm just going to say it's bad.
Yikes.
Yeah.
For you to have a spinoff, big deal.
It was a big deal. You know, how it came about, too, is usually after every season of Vanderpump Rules, the producers will take us out to dinner and we'll go to a nice dinner and say, hey, great job this season. We want to thank you and yada, yada. So I thought that's what it was. They called us, our producers, John and Bill, to, hey, we want to meet you at the dinner over at something on Wilshire. Anyway, I'm like, oh, we're doing our dinner. I didn't think anything of it. No big deal. So Brady and I get ready and we go to this nice dinner and I'm like, sit down. I'm like, okay, you know, thanks for dinner. Thanks. So they're like, listen, we want to sit down. We want to see you down because we want to talk to you. And I'm kind of like, shit, is this it for us?
Yeah.
Or what's going on? Like, I didn't know what was going on. And
right. They're
like, we want to give you your own show. And I was kind of like, what? First of all, went through my head is like, wait till the rest of the cast finds out about this.
That's why I was asking.
Yes.
So and that was the first thing they said. They're like, do not say anything. I was like, damn it. Like, that was the first thing. But you know me, right? I have a big mouth. So anyway, they sat down. We had this. And I'm like, give us our own show. And I'm like, yes, we want to film you and Brittany, because there was a little video prior to this about a year ago that Brittany did a little video of me feeding chickens when I went to Kentucky the first time, and these chickens started attacking me. They just started attacking me. The roosters came after me, and I screamed like a girl because they were coming after me and they were pecking the shit out of me. So, and it was hilarious. Brittany was dying because Brittany's like kind of a farmer girl. She can do all these animal stuff, and she was filming this whole situation. And she's in there. I'm like, screaming. Like, have you seen Home Alone where he drops the spider on him? I was like, because the chickens are coming all over me. And I was like, and it was the funniest thing ever. She was dying laughing and she got it all on film. And so she decided as a joke to send it to, I think, somebody over at Evolution, our production company. And that's how it happened. And they thought it'd be funny to send it to Jax. They wanted to send it to their production company. They thought it was funny. So that's how that happened. All because of that little video.
That's crazy.
They just thought it was funny. They sent it over there. Just sometimes like outtakes of other things on our show.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought, I'll send that over to the production. And then so that's how that came about. They're like, this could be really funny. And it sure was funny. Like, honest to God, like, me doing some of this work is just like, I fail miserably at pretty much 99% of the farm work.
Yeah.
Like, and I wasn't going in like, oh, I'm going to fail. Like, I thought I was going to knock this out of the park. Meanwhile, because Brittany has older brothers. She's got four or five big farm-bred brothers.
Right.
She's got a father that's just, like, hardcore. So I'm just like, I'm going to show these people what's up. And I'm going to, like, prove them wrong because they think I'm this Hollywood guy who took their daughter, sister away from Kentucky, took her away from their home. Like, who is this guy, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to prove them all wrong. I'm going to shoot guns and four-wheelers and feed animals. It did not go well. It did not go well. It, like, I literally was, like, trying so hard, and I failed at everything.
How was the rest of the group once they did find out about the spin?
The rest of the cast react?
Well, of course the girls are like, oh my God, Jax, we're so happy for Brittany, but not you asshole. Like, you guys, like, just like, of course, they're like, of course you would get something, you know, like that. And, you know, they're all like, oh, why didn't we get one? Like, they're all like that. We should be getting one. And, like, we should do this and that. And I'm like, of course there's going to be some of that. I think eventually they were happy for us, but in the beginning they were kind of like, you assholes, like, you know, which I kind of loved it. I was like, I like to twist that knife as much as I can, especially with the girls, especially with, like, Kristen and Stassi. I love it. I love it. I'm like, got my own show. What's up? Because they know, because the girls love everything about Bravo and the show and everything about it. They're so into this and they're so into it. They're like, sorry, girls. No, it ended up being really, really cool. And they ended up being nice about it, but it took them some time.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was crazy to hear from Jax. And then that colored how I saw the reunion.
Right.
Because I was like, they aren't sitting together.
Well, then that's why I said last time we talked, I was like, did you notice any, like, friction between them?
But supposedly they just moved in down the hall from Katie and Tom.
Right. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I can't wait till next episode, though, because it's Shay.
Right. I did have one question.
Okay.
What do you think Sandoval was trying to say when he said to Lala, I saw someone else driving your car?
I don't know what he was getting to from that. What I'm thinking is maybe he met the boyfriend. I think it's what he was like, well, I saw your boyfriend driving your car. And then if she said yes to that, he'd be like, well, I know who he is. He's this guy and he's married. But her not answering or saying like that didn't happen. Didn't open that up.
Right. I was so
unclear.
Do you think her boyfriend was married?
I don't know. I think maybe it's one of those, like, Sheena situations.
Right.
Like, they're not together, but maybe he's technically married, you know. The whole thing just reminded me of Big Papa.
Yes.
The whole time I was just like, Big Papa!
I know. Same.
But enough of us talking about the reunion. Let's listen to Ariana give us all the tea.
And we are here with the lovely Ariana.
Yes.
Hi!
From Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
In case you didn't know. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Yes. I'm actually so excited to be here. I've never done Watch What Happens Live twice in a season.
Yay.
And I've also never done it without Tom.
I was going to say,
right.
This is like your first solo.
I've been dying to do it without Tom for so long. Not that it's really going to make that big of a difference, but it's just like, you know.
You're an independent woman.
Something different. Yeah.
You don't need him.
I don't need him. It doesn't define me.
Do you want to jump into the reunion?
Why not?
Why not?
It's what we're all thinking about.
Yeah. Mm. So how was it? Tell us about your day.
Ooh, it was a long day. I was in a really weird mood in the beginning of the day where I just didn't want to talk to anybody, I guess. You know
not
what I mean?
Great for-
Yeah, exactly. I needed to, like, drink some more coffee or something.
Yeah.
I just was just, you know, looking out. I was just... I remember talking to Lisa off on the side, and she's like, well, what's wrong? And I was like, I just don't care to, like, engage.
Right.
You know, I was like, I feel like I've had all these conversations, and I don't care to the friendships that I don't have. I don't care to create them, and the ones I do have are good. So it's just so hard to put your head in a space that you're not in. But well, it got better.
You know, that season one special that they did about Vanderpump Rules, like, the part that stuck out to me is one of the producers said, you know, Ariana really was hiding from the cameras. Like, she didn't want to be part of this. Why was that and what changed?
Well, Sheena had told me I was coming to a dance rehearsal. And I've sang and danced and acted my entire life, basically. And so I thought I was going to a dance rehearsal. And then this, like, let's sit down and have a water bottle and talk about things thing was like, I'm sorry. My meter had already expired. My account was overdrawn. I could not get a parking ticket. I was like, I'm supposed to leave. I was here for a dance rehearsal and now I'm supposed to leave. Why are you like making me? I was like, you can't make me stay. Like, I'm not a part of this. So there was that. Also, this is what really frustrated me watching that behind the scenes, that whole uncensored thing, because I obviously wasn't on it, mm-hmm. but you had people like Kristen saying, oh, well, that's why she didn't want to do the show. Or Sheena said, oh, that's why she didn't want to do the show is because of Tom. No, I didn't want to do the show because I was in a relationship with someone who was extremely emotionally and mentally abusive towards me, mm-hmm. who told me Sheena was a piece of shit. That I shouldn't be friends with her. She's fake. He literally hated every single thing about her and every single thing about reality television in general. And I had already had fears as an actor of being around it. So he really, I just think, played into those fears, maybe not on purpose, but it really, like, I was deathly. I was like, he's going to kill me. He's going to break up with me if I'm even on this show for a second. And so I was just trying to get away from it. Also, my meter was up and I was getting a parking. I knew I was getting a parking ticket and I was like freaking the fuck out.
That's really crazy. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Well, he obviously was never going to film the show. And I was already reluctant to be involved, but yeah, I mean, everybody that's friends with me knows, there's a lot that people who watch the show don't know, but that all of my friends, but people who are close to me know.
So when you did join as a cast member, were you still in this relationship?
I was in that relationship off and on. We had broken up. And then when my dad passed, he kind of like swooped in. It was like, I really want to be here. It felt really selfish. But so I kind of entertained it for a moment. And then I was like, what am I doing? So that was like August. That was after we had stopped filming for season two. Mm-hmm. So I was never single on Vanderpump Rules ever.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really weird and tough.
Now, is it more comfortable being on the show and being part of it?
It's so much better now, but I honestly feel like it wasn't. I never really felt comfortable until this season.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Because I never felt like, you know, when I first showed up, it was because Sheena, like, really wanted to have. She was like, I have no friends. Everyone's mean to me. I have no friends. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll be like around. But I didn't even still want to get that involved. Then, of course, things changed, whatever. But so all of season three, I felt very uncomfortable for obvious reasons. All of season four, I felt very uncomfortable because I was like, wow, I really have no friends. People I thought were my friends are calling me names behind my back, saying things about me as a person that aren't true. And so I just didn't trust anyone. It was really hard to just be myself last year. And so this year it was kind of like, hey, fuck it.
Well, I think we saw that a bit this year in all of your confrontations with everyone. You were like, I'm not playing this game. I'm not going there with you. I just don't like you. And that's it. And I loved it. I was like here for it the whole time. Like, I love you on the show. I'm like, thank all you. About it. What is it like when the drama happens and I love you because you're kind of like a voice of reason and you don't play. Like, what is it? How does it go with the other women and what is that like?
Sometimes it goes really well. Some people, I think Sheena, that's qualities about me and Sheena that are different that I feel like really jive together and she really appreciates about me. It doesn't obviously go very well all the time with other people. I've been called condescending a lot. I just don't know how else to be. I don't know how to. Sometimes I have a hard time relating to a situation because I personally don't fight with my friends. And so it is hard for me to relate to that and to see why you would remain friends if you fight all the time. So in those moments, it's hard for me to explain myself without sounding like I'm trying to say, well, my friendships are better. They're just different. And I just don't. So some people, I think, appreciate it. And then some other people maybe just don't get it or and that's fine. I mean, there are people on the show that I'm clearly not close with, and they're not going to get me. They're not going to get what I'm about necessarily. And that's just how it's going to be. You can't. If I try to bend over backwards to win people over all the time, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
So I kind of just have to let it go.
Fighting has certainly been a theme this season. And yeah. When Schwartz and Sandoval were in here, Schwartz said that you and Sandoval's first fight was on camera.
Yeah. Not our first fight in our relationship. I think maybe.
I wasn't sure.
I think maybe first fight he's definitely seen, I think.
Which was he referencing?
When we were fighting about that cocktail book at that lunch with Lala.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't even register as a fight to me. We've seen so much crazy shit.
That was like me really leaning into it, too. Yeah. I was like, he started to like really get under my skin. And normally when somebody pisses me off, I'm quiet. That's when you know you better. That's when you watch it the fuck out. When I'm quiet pissed, it's scary. But in that moment, I was like, just decided to really lean into that feeling and just give it to him.
And you're now doing a book together.
Yes, we are.
So what, he
funny
just...
Funny how things change.
He just dragged you into it?
Well, he was very persistent. And my fears in the beginning was that Tom's great when it comes to ideas. He's always full of ideas. And then I could tell in that moment, he's like, I should be involved because I have all these ideas. And I was like, yes, but there is a lot of work involved that I've already put into it.
Mm.
And if you have all these ideas, that's great, but you have to be willing to put in the work. And I just kind of felt like, also, if you want to be my business partner, you probably shouldn't insult me and say that, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not usually like the best move in like a job interview kind of situation. So, yeah, he was very persistent and he really kind of pushed and pushed to prove that he was going to put in the work, and he is. So as long as that's happening and we're both holding up our ends of the deal, I feel like it'll be really successful. And we're having a lot of fun bouncing ideas off of each other. And I think in a lot of ways, I think we're very strong independently, but I think that when it comes to certain things, we are stronger together because you do have that sounding board and that support from the other person. So
you get so much feedback, let's call it. I mean, you all do, being on the show, anyone on a reality show. What would you feel is like the biggest misconception about you?
I think there's a lot of people that really that get me. And then there's I think the biggest misconception, if there is one, is when someone says that I'm trying to be something, whatever it is, trying to be one of the guys or trying to be cool or trying to, I'm just me. I don't know how else to be. So I don't feel like I need to try to do, nobody does. You just do whatever. Right. The only thing I try to do is my best in a situation. And I think that that's not a bad thing. But I think that that's probably it. There are people who are like, oh my God, she's so annoying. She tries so hard. I'm like, I don't, though. I don't. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. If I'm trying too hard, they have to ask themselves, are they trying hard enough?
Yes. Oh, I love it. And I just feel like that's the note to end on.
Yeah. But thank you so much. This was so great.
Thanks for having me.
Enough Vanderpump Rules, but more Vanderpump. With the Bev Hills reunion.
Part one.
Can I just say, best opening of reunion ever. I think I'm going to put a stamp on it.
It was, okay, because you liked the behind the scenes.
I loved the starting in the houses. Yeah. Like, seeing Dorit without thick under eyeliner, she looks like a completely different person.
Right.
I could not believe that was Dorit. For a moment, I was like, is that Dorit or is that like Kyle's makeup artist or something? I was shocked. I couldn't recognize her.
Yeah, it was a fun way of them doing it differently.
Yeah, I loved it. I kept expecting to see you, like, somewhere.
Oh, I was not at their houses.
No, but I mean, like, later. I was like, was Megan going to be there? I loved it. loved it.
Okay, so, you know, we start on an intense note in this reunion, which is the whole Hong Kong confrontation.
Right.
And they actually did start that day. You know, all the things that they shoot, they don't always show it in order.
I was going to ask you, because I know that they do that from going to a reunion. Sometimes they'll start off light, but then, like, right, they reorganize it later. So they really just went in.
Right, yeah, because I had gone back upstairs to try to get an interview with Kim, because I was like, it's the beginning, it's all going to be light. And then when I got back, it was like showing the clip where she's like, you don't know what I deal with every night.
And I was like, what?
What? We're already here?
Right, you thought it was going to be at the kids or something, as it usually is.
Then I immediately started texting you and other people from the Bravo offices, like, I know what happens. Do you want to know what happens?
Right, because to be clear, everyone, at this point in the timeline, we hadn't seen that episode yet. So in the office, we were like, what does Erica go through every night?
Right.
And then Megan knew.
Yeah.
I asked her not to tell me, though, because I wanted to be genuinely
surprised.
Yeah,
that was a popular answer. A lot of people didn't want it spoiled.
I wanted to take a moment to discuss all the outfits.
Oh, let's.
I loved Dorit's.
Okay, here's why I love Dorit's. So, Roberto Cavalli, mm-hmm, and did it not remind you of that dress that Carrie Bradshaw wears, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, when she, Aiden's like, throw it away, and then she keeps it and wears
and
it, like to do errands.
Anyway. Right, right. Well, I loved it because it looked like it had been through, like, a war, and I was like, well, that's what you're going into.
Yeah.
I feel like her outside was going to match her inside.
Yes. Someone described it as a mummy, and I was like,
oh, I didn't see that.
I know, I didn't
either. The most stylish mummy I've ever seen.
No kidding.
Lisa Vanderpump, to me, looked amazing, too.
Yes.
And then I loved that Lisa Rinna went understated in a Victoria Beckham.
Right.
It was not like the gown, you know, but it, yes, still was like, looked amazing on her.
Right.
Erica, of course, given us life.
Yeah, she said her look was Valley of the Dolls inspired.
Oh, I totally see it. Yeah. Oh, my God, but we have to talk about this Dorit video where she doesn't have an accent.
See, I still heard it a little.
Oh, I did not hear it at all, and I was like, Dorit! But that, I was watching it with my roommate, and she was like, what? And I was like, see, this just proves that it's that kind of thing where when you're around any accent, you kind of pick it up, and that's why it's this, like, mishmash,
right,
of accent where it's like, she sounds like someone that's putting on a British accent, kind of. But I don't think it's because she's putting it on, but I think it's because when you're around just British people all the time,
right,
you pick it up.
Yeah, then we're in agreement, because I so many people are like, well, she's just making it up. Because, and I'm like, I don't think that someone would go to those lengths.
No, I think that it's, I don't think it's natural, but I think that it's from being around PK all the time, like she has absorbed it.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I would love to see her in a year if she didn't talk to any British people to see what happened.
May I give you some teasers for part two?
Yes.
We find out one of the housewives used to date Donald Trump. And Kim Richards comes by with a prop.
Oh, I cannot wait to see what she's hiding behind that pillow. Just kidding, I know what it is. But I can't wait for you all to see what she's hiding behind
that
pillow.
And we'll talk about it in depth.
No. But let's move on to another city. New York City.
Oh.
But before we venture across the country, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. Megan, do you know what I want more than anything in life?
To be cast on The Real Housewives of New York City?
I mean, almost. I want to wake up and just look like they do at a reunion, an interview. They're so fabulous.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they're amazing. But they don't just wake up that way. They have, like, makeup and hair teams.
That's true.
But there's a way you can get that at home.
What?
Yeah. There's this app called Priv. It's beauty and wellness on demand.
What does that mean?
Okay, so you download the app. You put in, like, what service you want. They come to your house and do it.
No way. So yes. I can feel like Erica Jane.
Every day. You can book hair, makeup, nails, spray tan, you need that, massage therapy, even personal training.
Okay, I said I wanted to look like a housewife, not get shade like a housewife.
And once you book it, they come to your house.
But how much does this cost? Will it be expensive to be me?
Priv is already the most affordable way to look and feel your best, but our listeners get a special discount.
When you enter the code DISH10, you get $10 off your first service.
I cannot wait to get my housewife on.
Download Priv in the App Store or Google Play. So, episode 2 of Real Housewives of New York.
Yes, the entree of Miss Tinsley Mortimer.
Yeah, so we get to meet her.
And I feel like you clearly knew about her. This was such a more insight, because I looked her up and stuff, but hearing it from her own mouth.
Right.
And hearing her talk about her relationship with her husband.
Yeah.
Finding out that they met in boarding school.
Yeah.
I didn't realize who the Mortimers were.
Yeah.
I loved when she talked about how you become an it girl.
Yes.
And how it just doesn't just happen overnight. Like, it was
she
tactical.
Wore her hair the same way.
Yes.
So they would recognize her.
And I wanted to ask you, what would be your
signature
look?
My God, I have no idea.
Mine would be a red lip.
Okay, I can see that.
And then my hair probably have a puff down with the bun.
God, I need to... I
know, get it together, Megan. I'm ready to become an it girl.
So unprepared.
But yeah, all of it fascinating. I can't wait to see more.
I can't wait to see more. And I'm also, like, I need a deeper understanding of why she lives with Sonia.
Right, other than just, like, I moved back to New York and couldn't find an apartment of my own when I'm also shopping for furs and brocade.
Right, so, because the money thing is unclear, right?
Yes, I'm very confused. Period. I'm just very confused about the money thing. And I was wondering about it because now that I understand who the Mortimers are and because they met when they were so young, but because they're such a wealthy family, where was the prenup situation?
Right.
I'm very
curious. Because I also did some more research, and that they got married when they were 18.
Oh, my God.
In some, like, they eloped in some foreign country.
No prenup. I gotta guess that if you're eloping, you don't have a prenup.
Oh, for sure. But when they got back, their parents made them annul it. And they weren't able to get, like, properly married. They didn't get it till, like, after college.
What?
I know.
That is the best. Oh, it makes me really sad that they didn't work out then.
I know, me too.
Because it's such a beautiful love story.
When Ramona so very rudely asks her, like, do you wish you had children with him? Like, nice to meet you.
I'm so glad you brought up Ramona and her.
Right.
Like, she walks into Bethany's house, refuses to acknowledge dogs because she didn't know about them.
But it refuses beforehand. To adhere to the no-shoe policy.
Refuses to adhere to no shoes. She comes early to Sonia's party and meets a woman who she's maybe met before but completely doesn't care.
I mean.
To get to know her at all.
Yeah.
Other than, like, who are you?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who? Where? I don't know you. I was just like, Billy's just put up a farce a little bit.
I know.
Like, come on, give people a little bit. But this is, it's not the new Ramona, because she's always been, like, a shoot from the hip lady.
Yeah.
But I think that she's even more that Ramona now, where she's like, I don't even know about life anymore. Life's just going to come at me. I'm just going to go out guns blazing. Like, she doesn't give any shits anymore.
Right.
Like, she's done with all the shits. She has no more fucks to give.
Yeah, except that's Bethany's slogan.
Oh. But who doesn't get... I would say the person that really has no more fucks to give is someone that says, oh, you have a shoe policy? No, you don't.
Yeah.
So who's more on brand there?
What did you think about Sonia's... I don't know if he's a chef or a cook or...
Butler, right?
Maybe.
Bethany called him a butler, and I want him to be in every episode, or I want to have, like, a vlog series with him.
He reminded me of Adrian Maloof's Bernie because of the way he was talking about
my God.
Ramona.
Yes.
And just like, well, if I were her husband, I would have left her, too.
I know. It was so... He cut deep.
But he was also funny.
He was so funny. It was funny shade.
Yeah.
Sometimes you miss that on Roni.
True. Because
they're so, like... just literal.
Yeah. Well, because they have such real problems,
yeah,
to make fun,
right,
of. Yeah.
Luann and Sonia. Watching that made me think that I don't know if Sonia ever meant any ill will toward Luann or Dorinda in the press. Because this whole time I'm like, why is she going around saying all this stuff? And the way that she positioned it, I was like, I don't think that she's... I think she honestly is saying, whatever happens with Luann... I hope the best for her. And someone who maybe isn't super excited about Tom and her being together because of things that have come out. Is that a terrible statement to make? I don't know.
I agree with you that she didn't mean any ill will towards Luann.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she was sad, which, whether you think that's stupid or not, like, she was sad
right.
about him. But I don't, I think she meant it with Dorinda.
Oh, yeah, maybe with Dorinda. But with Lou, I was like,
yeah,
I don't think
so.
Yeah,
no, I think she cares about Luann.
No, clearly she's got a chip on her shoulder. Still about the Berkshires, which I was like, Dorinda, we talked about that with her. It
yeah.
all goes back to the Berkshires.
Yeah.
The Berserkshires.
And it was one day.
And it was one day. But I was like, tit for tat. You're not going to invite me to your party. I'm not going to invite you to my party. And next week it's the, she's got a hard on for me. I got a hard on for her. Do I sound just like Dorinda?
Totally. Wow. Wow. When did Dorinda get here?
I was surprised to see in the next on that Ramona and Bethany are having issues.
They always have, like, something going on.
Yeah.
There's always, like, underlying tension.
Yeah. Powerful women.
Yes. Battle of the Alphas.
Yes. Yes. And let's go in our journey across the country to the South. I don't know why I'm doing it geographically, but I like it.
No, it's a lesson and a recap.
Right. We're going south to Charleston.
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm, right. Where we see Catherine. And we get all the tea from her side,
yeah.
which I loved.
Yes.
I loved seeing her because we've only heard from other people's points of view. And so she's saying, like, it was devastating that I didn't pass this test. I couldn't believe it. The repercussions have been I haven't been able to see my children. I had to go to this rehab center. Like, because it's easy to kind of, I think, for everyone to kind of look down on her about it. But
right.
it's like, she's a real person. She's really going through all of that. She hasn't been able to see her children. She failed a drug test. How humiliating that is.
Well, that's, I thought it was so sweet when Danny, like, her first reaction was like, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I mean, I'll be honest, I wanted more details about what happened, and I wonder if we'll get those.
I know. Well, if we don't get them now, we're going to get them in the reunion.
True.
Because Andy goes there.
He sure does. And God love him for it.
Right. What did you think about hearing about other people say Landon was so rude?
Oh, I don't know to... It's not to say if I believe it happened, but we talked to Shep. We played that interview, and he said that's, like, what sort of ruined his and Landon's friendship.
Right.
And he said it on Watch What Happens Live that night, too. So whether or not she actually said those things, he believes she said those things.
Right, right.
So Whitney's single.
Whitney is single and ready to mingle in... what Thomas thinks should be bathroom stalls
yeah,
in public.
I was like, ugh.
This just makes me be like, Landon, please lock Thomas down. He should not be doing this anymore.
Right.
Like, I was like, somebody get him out of public bathrooms with women. Because,
yes.
Come on. He's...
We gotta use those.
Exactly. I couldn't believe. Sometimes I can't tell if he's being, like, tawdry or if he means it.
I think a little of both. Okay, so we go to the website party that Landon's hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what... My first reaction when her boyfriend walks in and he's wearing a tux, and I was like, he's really overdressed. And then she goes... He may not have a lot. And I was like, oh, my God, she hired him to be the cater waiter. Oh. And I was like, that
I love
is
that that was
so
your reaction.
Awkward. But no, he was actually just going to a wedding later.
Oh, he actually was going
yeah.
to a wedding. I thought that was a joke.
No, I think.
I thought mean, someone was throwing shade like, well, this guy's here in a tux. Clearly he's going to a wedding later. Like, I thought they were being mean to him.
I hope he was going to a wedding. Otherwise, that is just overly...
Right, but I thought it was, like, an allusion to, like, he's not in these circles. He doesn't know what he should be doing. So it was, like, a misstep for him to wear a tuxedo
oh,
when
God.
He thought it was, like, an event.
I don't know.
Let's all just say we hope to God he was going
to a wedding.
A wedding. I wanted to talk about Craig and Shep, though.
Yeah.
Because I loved the moment that Craig was like, I think you're being a loser. Because I was like, yeah, you know, you're getting on his case for not being a lawyer, but, like, what do you do, Shep?
It's true.
And I understand being upset because he's your friend and he's lied to you, and that's what he kind of said to us when he was in the office. He's like, the problem is he's supposed to be my good friend. I don't even know who this guy is anymore.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, Shep, let's not throw stones here.
I also think that, like, fans' patience with Shep is maybe running out a little. Because even on Watch What Happens Live, this person called and, like, went in on him.
My question's for Sheppy.
Okay.
Shep, okay, you're starting to really irritate me because you're busting on Craig because he's lazy and he's doing this and that. And, dude, if it wasn't for your mama's tit that you were sucking on, you would not be having any money or doing anything or having a good time, too. So you're fortunate enough to be able to spend other people's money that you didn't earn, like a lot of millennials. So quit busting on Craig because it's just uncool on your part, okay?
Sheppy, how do you respond to Elm?
I think she needs a Xanax.
But what does she have a point?
Listen, I live my life and I have, I'm fortunate enough to kind of have fun and do my thing. Can it last forever? No, it can't. But if I needed to, I would beat the street and do my thing. I've worked in Dubai, I've sold, you know, I've done, you know that? I lived in Dubai and sold real estate. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just kind of, right now, I'm happy kind of just being the bon vivant.
Live your as life.
It were. Let's.
And then, to Craig's credit, he has a solid girlfriend, he has, he's working towards the bar, he's good at carpentry, and he has this wonderful cat friend.
Yes!
So, like, he has it all, really. When they did that montage of his day with the cat, I was like, actually, Craig's living everyone's best life.
Yes!
I wish I was Craig.
I should have waited for a Naomi.
Right.
I could be at home right now playing with my cat.
Ugh, it was. I died. But I also do want to shout out the moment where Thomas talked in French to himself.
Oh my God, Rachel. I have never heard her laugh so loud.
I was literally like having a conniption fit. It was so funny to me. And he's like broken French, just marveling at himself. Literally be like, I am magnificent.
J'ai l'air magnifique, très formidable.
Like, oh my God, it was so funny to me. If I could relive that moment every day, I would. Maybe I'll just, it'll become my new ringtone.
It's your new Motivational Monday
right,
video.
Right, that'll be what it is. I think that's a great note to end on.
Yep.
Everyone, what did you think about Thomas speaking French to himself?
What did you think about any of the things we talked about?
I want to know about that thing specifically. Because, you know, maybe it is his motivational get himself going in
right,
the mirror
right.
every day.
Tweet us at BravoTV. Use the hashtag BravoDailyDish.
Yeah. Oh, I really quickly wanted to say that I tried to go to Rome Guide. This is without commentary. I got an error.
Wait, what's the site called?
Rome-guide.com. You get an error. But Grace, our producer, did some more digging, and Megan, and we found Trovare. Yeah. Same site, new name. Same Landon, same name. Check it out. And let us know your thoughts on Rome/Trovare.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me.